Okay, so this is a question that I get a lot and I also see a lot in that, you know, should you eat your exercise calories back? And if you track calories, you will kind of know what that means. But even if you don't, it basically means, should you eat more on days you exercise because you've exercised? Now, I would say for the majority of people, no, but it does depend. And the reason that I lean more towards no is because exercise really doesn't burn that many calories. And, you know, unless you're doing it for hours on end a day, which most people aren't, and people do tend to overestimate how many calories they burn when they exercise. Now, a lot of this can be down to activity trackers, which I'm not bashing because I have them myself, but just do be wary that the calories burnt on activity trackers tend to be quite far off and they do tend to overestimate. It's highly unlikely that the 1 hour gym session you did burnt 500 calories. It's probably more like 200 or 300, especially if it's a weight session. Now, what happens is people tend to eat these extra calories and then they cancel out, you know, that cancels out their deficit because they didn't burn as much as they thought they did. And, you know, that can store results, you know. But, you know, whilst it's not a general rule, and as always, you know, analyse how you feel and analyse your results. Because, you know, obviously if you tend to feel lethargic or dizzy, then sure, start having a little bit more. You know, that could be probably because you're not eating enough anyway, which I would say quite a lot of people aren't. People do tend to undereat. But again, that could be down to the amount of exercise that you're doing. So again, you know, have a look, see how you feel and adjust accordingly and then track your results. You know, if you tend to eat some back already, maybe try eating a few less and then again, see how your results change, see how you feel. Again, you know, it tends to vary a lot between different people and it can, it will depend on the amount and the intensity of the exercise that you do. But this is great because you develop self-awareness because, you know, let's be honest, at the end of the day, you need, you know, to be able to do this on your own and being able to analyze your results, how you feel, how you react to things is a great way of building these habits for long-term maintenance. So I would say as a general rule, and I, you know, emphasizing general rule here, unless you do 2 hours of intense activity, well, maybe hour and a half, 2 hours of intense activity, I'd be very wary of eating more calories, okay? Again, just because it just doesn't tend to burn as many calories as people think. So, you know, use it as, you know, as long as you don't feel crappy because of it, use it as, you know, an extra calories burn. So, you know, it will knock a bit more of a deficit down, create a bit more of a gap between what you eat and what you burn, and hopefully you'll see some more results. So, but I do want to do just a quick side note to finish. And, you know, again, as a general rule, I would say that a lot of the time, unfortunately, that gym session that you did, you know, the run that you went, et cetera, doesn't usually mean that you deserve those few glasses of wine, those few cans of beer, or that dessert. Because, you know, people do use that. You say, oh, no, I've done this, so that means I can have this. But a lot of the time, doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.